Hey everybody, I just wanted to jump on here for a little while today and just a few minutes and just share something that I've been meditating on today. This morning I've been reading in the book of Ezra chapter 7, and verse 6 says this: "This Ezra went up from Babylon. He was a scribe skilled in the law of Moses that the Lord, the God of Israel, had given." And here's this phrase: "And the king granted him all that he asked, for the hand of the Lord his God was on him." And that phrase, "for the hand of the Lord his God was on him." Why did the king grant him all that he asked? Answer: because the hand of the Lord his God was on him. When I read that and I think about that, I think, I really want God's hand on my life. I want God's blessing on my life. I want God's power on my life. I want God's direction in my life. When I stand before the Lord, I want to be able to hear Him say, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." But I can't do that on my own. I need His hand on my life. Do you feel that way? Do you feel like you need the hand of God on your life? So the question is, how is it that this Ezra had the hand of God on his life? And I think verses 9 and 10 give us the answer. It says this: "For on the first day of the month he began to go up to Babylonia, and on the first day of the fifth month he came to Jerusalem." And here's this phrase again: "For the good hand of his God was upon him." By the way, in that chapter, several times we find a phrase similar to that. The good hand of God was upon him. And then it tells us why the good hand of the Lord was on him, because it says this: "For," in other words, explaining why the good hand of God was upon him, "for Ezra had set his heart to study the law of God and to do it and to teach his statutes and rules in Israel." That's why the good hand of the Lord was upon him, because he made much of the Word of God. He set his heart. He was intentional about getting into the Word and studying it, but not just studying it, obeying it, but not just obeying it, but teaching it and sharing it with others. And because Ezra had set his heart to seek God's law, to seek God's word, to meditate on God's word, to let God's word permeate his life, the good hand of the Lord his God was upon him. I hope that you'll make much of the word of God, that you'll meditate on it, that you'll saturate your heart and your mind, and set your heart and mind to be obedient to it, so that you can enjoy the good hand of the Lord upon your life. Hey, thanks for listening. Hope this has been a blessing to you.